The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Separate from the financial plan and our role as financial planner, we may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and you are under no obligation to follow them. Michaela Doe is a registered representative and investment advisor representative of Securion Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, Northstar Resource Group is independently owned and operated. 9370 Sky Park Court, Suite 150, San Diego, California, 92123. 5422775, DOFU 2-2023.
Well, hello there, great minds and thinkers. Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome to another episode of I Can Help. That's the question. Do you have a great mind? Are you a great thinker? Well, I bet you are. You're listening, aren't you? I'm Mark the Spark, your host. And I have a co-host, Pamela, with me today, all the way from Hawaii. Pamela, how are you?
I'm good. Aloha to all our listeners.
Aloha to you, too. Born and raised in Hawaii and now live in San Diego. Does it get any better than that?
It does not.
I don't think so either. So anyways, we're very happy to have you here with us, Pamela. We come to you every Saturday morning at 10:30 to 11 a.m. on KCBQ, The Answer, San Diego. And we're broadcasting from the Golden Triangle in beautiful La Jolla, California. You can find us at 1170 AM on your dial, and we reach down to Tijuana or 96.1 FM in the North County, and we go all the way up to Long Beach, and we're streaming worldwide on all major podcasts. Pamela, what major podcast providers are we on?
We're on Spotify.
Oh, well, what about Google Podcasts?
Apple.
How about Stitcher?
iHeartRadio.
You know, I listen on Radio Public.
Yeah, and CastBox.
And there's Amazon Music. And you can always go to KCBQ, The Answer, and search I Can Help. Now, we're brought to you by several sponsors, and you'll hear from them at halftime. But if you would like to be a sponsor on the I Can Help show, come in the studio and talk to Mark the Spark, along with Pamela, the misplaced Hawaiian. You can go to my website, 3W's and a dot. markthespark.org, and you'll see several sponsorship packages. I have an episode, a seasonal, and a title available, and I'm also coming out with a farmer's market sponsorship because I know how hard it is to do farmer's markets. I did a few myself. Now, today in the studio with us, we have Michaela Doe, who is representing Financial. Would you like to say hello,
Michaela? Hello, guys. Michaela Doe here, financial advisor at Northstar Resource Group.
Wonderful. And we'll bring her on in just a second, and she can talk about financial planning. Now, every week, we spin a wheel of past sponsors that we've had on the show. And if you're a sponsor, you get put on the wheel, and we give a free shout-out every week to a past sponsor. Pamela spins the wheel. She loves that. It's her favorite part of the show. Pamela, what did the wheel stop on?
Okay, today we have Accessity.
Oh, yes.
With Elizabeth?
Yes. She was in the studio. It was back when I had Doris Rivas Brecky here as co-host, and we talked to Elizabeth quite a while. Accessity, they used to be Axion, and if you come from New England like me, I called it Acyon. Everybody laughed. But they do small business loans, generally at $75,000 and under, and they cater to small business, and they are small business friendly. You can find their logo on my website. Click on it, and there'll be a drop with information about Accessity. Okay, so Michaela, I want to talk to you today about what you have going on. And start out with, I guess, first, how did you get started in your business? Tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, how you became a financial advisor. I'd like to hear the story.
Okay. You want the long version or the short version?
I go for the long version. It usually includes everything.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well,
I know your name's Michaela Doe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. That is my real last name. My mom's name is Janet Doe. She's one letter away from being an anonymous person of Jane Doe.
Oh.
So I do get that quite a bit if that's my real last name. But
well, hopefully she makes a lot of dough.
I won't touch on that. I will say this career started, you know, back when I went to college. I actually went to the University of San Diego back in 2016. I went there to go play soccer, actually. I grew up playing competitive club soccer my whole life. I got a scholarship with my twin sister, actually, as well, to go play at the University of San Diego. Both played for a year. I ended up basically medically retiring. I tore both of my labrums in my hips, which was kind of a career ender in a sense, at least for a long time. And I, you know, realized that I maybe wouldn't be able to come back until, you know, end of sophomore year or junior year to like full potential of where I used to be. And I realized that, okay, I could do this. I could go for that. We got a new coach. Old coach was fired and there was kind of a lot going on. And I was like, is this really something that I want to do long term? Do I want to play professional soccer? I think I always thought I did. Mm-hmm. And then realizing, you know, with my body, do I really want to put it through the ringer again after all those injuries? And so I kind of made the decision of, no.
You decided to kick it?
Yeah, decided to kick that dream out the door and start to explore some other options and dreams while I was in college. And with that, you're also trying to determine, okay, what major am I going to do? And am I going to do a minor and all those different things? And I knew I wanted to do business. I always felt the desire there. I grew up in a family of business owners, entrepreneurs. My grandpa started selling chlorine out of his garage and started a big pool business. And I think that was always kind of naturally within me as far as being, you know, a driven entrepreneur. But it was for me now figuring out what does that look like and what industry would I really want to go into. So I decided to just start with, you know, taking business classes. And then I realized, you know, with some of my finance courses, I really liked those. In particular, I took a personal finance course that I started to really find a love for, where learning just even simple things of how to use a credit card properly. You know, how do we deal with our taxes? How do we manage a budget properly? How do I put money away for savings just into my cash, let alone put money away for retirement and all these things as you know, when you get out of school and you have a job. And so I took this course and that really made me realize like, wow, this is something that I think I could get into. I also majored in real estate. I've always had a desire there from an investing standpoint. But
you're pretty ambitious.
I like a lot of things. I want to try a lot of things. Yeah. Well, yeah. So this was sophomore year of college when sophomore junior year of college, I took those courses. Again, when you're majoring in those, you have to take a variety of them, but the personal finance course specifically, and no one's required to do that in college, but we're required to take a history, you know, all these history classes or chemistry and all these things that might not be pertinent to what we want to go into out of college. And so I realized like, one, wow, maybe this should be a requirement for people, even maybe learning it in high school of like, again, like I said, how to use a credit card properly. I can't tell you how many clients I run into or prospective clients these days that don't know that it's not okay to just pay the minimum on the credit card. Again, everybody has a different situation. But I found that within college that I had a lot of peers around me that maybe were struggling with different things or their families were struggling with different things financially. And I was like, wow, I could maybe really make a career out of this to just help people. And so I started an internship for Northstar back in my senior year of college, just to try it out, worked under a financial advisor to kind of get the hang of things and learn like, hey, is this something that I might be interested in? Really fell in love with it and realized that I wanted to become a financial advisor. You know, and with that, you know, comes definitely a long road of studying, licensing, before even diving into the career and starting to actually start to serve clients. But I think the biggest thing of why I went into this career, one is I just want to help people, whatever
that's,
that is.
That's wonderful.
That's kind of the major thing. And before I went into this, it maybe wasn't even just becoming a financial advisor. Like I always wanted to just help people. And that could be with a nonprofit. That could be just volunteering. I'm a part of Junior League of San Diego here, which also our major thing right now is focusing on food insecurity in the community. But, you know, then I realized, okay, I need to make an income and a living. So, and tying all that together, really enjoying personal finance, my drive to help and serve people. This was really something that I felt like I could make a career out of and just go for it. There was no other better way to figure out if I would like it without just diving into the career.
And about how old was you at this time?
At this time, I was about to turn 22.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And most 22-year-olds, including myself, do not think of these things that you are doing.
No.
Especially, you start talking like retirement.
Yeah.
To a person who's in their
20s. Yeah, which seems impossible.
Yeah, it's
way
so
too far away.
Down the road that mm-hmm. it's not going to happen. You mentioned acquiring licenses.
Yep.
I know you have mentioned a couple, Series 7 and Series 66 exams.
Yep.
Would you like to elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So
skip right over it.
Yeah, no, it was in the time when I was studying for all those things, I felt like it was going to be forever. Like it was a marathon, mm-hmm. but only it took me about 3 months to do all the things that I needed to do to really serve my clients in the full capacity that I needed to.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I finished my internship, I started to study and get my California Life Accident Health Insurance license that allows me to basically help people with life insurance, disability insurance, long-term care, personal lines of insurance, not external with car insurance, those types of things. So that was kind of the first one. And then from there, Series 7 really focusing on investment management, investment advice, and Series 66 kind of focusing against, a mix of the investment insurance, but it's a lot more the exam tests on laws and those types of things within the financial industry itself with FINRA, SEC, and all that good stuff. But within those, it was a lot of time. But with that, I realized that that was just like the first hump and actually not the most difficult part of this career. But you have to have all of those licenses to actually be able to give advice, implement any sort of personal lines of insurance, manage investments, give any sort of investment advice on the general stock exchange, on the stock market. And then from a planning standpoint, especially with the 66, being able to build out, comprehensive financial plans to help people get to the financial goals that they do have.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Wow. There's a lot of information there. Michaela, we take a halftime break. Pamela says I take a nap, but I don't. Just a little drink of water and regroup, and we'll be right back and
Perfect.
We'll hear more from you on financial planning. Thank you. Just stay tuned.
Hello, fellow patriots. Do you have junk piling up around the house and need help hauling it away? Look no further. J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling is here, and J-Dog is not your run-of-the-mill hauling service. They are a veteran-owned business on a mission to decrease the veteran unemployment rate. They will show up with a uniformed team to tackle the projects you don't want to. J-Dog provides free estimates, transparent pricing, they're always on time, and of course, respectful. Go to jdognorthsandiego.com or Google J-Dog Junk Removal to schedule your pickup today.
Thank you for listening to I Can Help with Mark the Spark, the show made for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. Mark would like to hear from you directly, so please email any questions or comments you have to info@markthespark.org. You can also visit his website at markthespark.org. That's markthespark.org. If you're interested in sponsoring the show so you can talk about your business, please reach out to Mark. You can always find him at info@markthespark.org. He may even address your question on the air. That's info@markthespark.org.
Here's the deal. We're flipping pizza, and we love pizza. New York, thin crust pizza to be exact. Not deep dish, not super fancy, just your honest old school. I'm from Brooklyn, and you're not pizza. We start with fresh hand-tossed dough. Top them off with 100% whole milk mozzarella and fresh ingredients. Then cook them in a traditional brick oven to give each bite that crispy goodness. Come visit one of our 4 veteran-owned flipping pizza restaurants today. Located in Encinitas, Del Mar, Carmel Mountain, and 4S Ranch. Fact, 3 out of 4 people are dehydrated. Headache, fatigue, irritability, all signs of dehydration. Every day we lose fluids and electrolytes that water simply can't replace on its own. That's where Hydrolyte comes in. Hydrolyte uses a scientific formula containing a precise amount of glucose and electrolytes for clinical hydration and rapid results. Skip the sports drinks. Hydrolyte has 75% less sugar and 4 times the electrolytes than any of them. Hydrolyte, doctor approved on-the-go hydration. Learn more at Hydrolyte.com. Whether you're purchasing, refinancing, or just starting to look for your dream home, you need a trusted lender. Island Girl Pam Campbell is here to make your experience smooth and easy. She's approved with over 100 banks, which gives her the ability to provide you with a full range of mortgage products to meet your goals. Pam will walk you through every step, ensuring you understand the process and options to finance your home. Mortgage is made easy. You believe it. Island Girl will achieve it. Visit islandgirl.com. ILENDGIRL.com. NMLS number 2933365.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back to the I Can Help show with Mark the Spark and Pamela. And we're here talking with Michaela from North Star Resource Group. Michaela, I wanted to ask one quick question before we get on to another subject, is the holistic financial planning. Can you elaborate just a little bit on that? You don't have to go into a lot of detail, but sometimes that word holistic kind of make people wonder what it is. And if you could just elaborate a little bit on it, I think that would be nice.
Of course. Good question. Yeah, I think it ties in. I guess I like to use it in a similar sentence as comprehensive. And a lot of people, or I'll say clients these days, are really looking for education and guidance around a variety of things. It's not just, hey, you know, let me manage your, you know, retirement accounts or non-retirement accounts and that's it. And I only give advice on that. Or, hey, implement some sort of insurance. And these days, people want support with a variety of things that's maybe prioritizing our needs. When we look at, hey, what's our income, what's our expenses, and what's left over savable, where do I have this money, I don't want it to maybe sit in checking, or my basic savings account. Is there other areas I should be allocating this towards my short, medium, long-term goals? Or it's debt management. Maybe it's we're dealing with student loans, credit card debt, personal loans, mortgage. How do we leverage our debt properly? Looking at our full risk management portfolio, looking at our investment portfolio as it pertains to retirement, non-retirement, kids' savings, tax planning is thrown in there, preliminary estate planning. So there's a lot of areas in a financial situation that a comprehensive holistic planner can help organize all of that based on the client's specific goals and really build a plan out that works for them so we can actually hit those goals over the next few years, 5-10 years plus to retirement for people.
Wonderful, wonderful. So what are some of the benefits one can expect when they develop a relationship with you, when they start collaborating? What are some of the benefits one can expect?
That's a good question. I think, you know, I will say hiring a financial advisor isn't for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, not one size fits all. There are a lot of people out there that will want to manage their own situation and probably do a dang good job at that. But I think where I fit in for people and when clients actually collaborate with me is, I think one of the big things is just reducing stress and anxiety around the own situation.
That's very important. Stress and anxiety. I didn't mean to interrupt
you. No. I mean, you feel that probably.
It is. I feel stress on many times. Many of my businesses, the stress was overwhelming.
Yep.
I've had times where I lay in bed in a dark room looking at the ceiling and my eyes are wide open.
Yeah.
That's how much stress.
And, you know, we're all subjective and emotional about our own personal financial situation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, having a financial advisor and a professional come in and objectively look at the situation to give you other advice and other opinions can be extremely valuable. You know, most people work their 9-to-5 and it's like, okay, I have a family and I need to put dinner on the table and all these things going on, get kids to sports. My mom is a soccer mom and, you know, I always wonder, I'm like, how do you guys have time to do this? And they're like, oh, we hired financial advisors to help us with our financial situation. And so it's really hard. One, like I said, if you're subjective and emotional, so having an objective outside party kind of come in and look at it from that perspective and give advice can be extremely valuable because you may make rash decisions or decisions that may impact your situation negatively if we're reacting based off of emotion. So that's where somebody like me can kind of come in and take the emotion out of it.
It's always good to have a third party come in.
Yes.
I'll give you just a quick example. Like many times there'll be an addition or a subtraction problem and the person can't get the right answer. And then a third person will come in and right off, bang, they get the right answer. You made one simple mistake here, but you can make that mistake over and over again. So it is always good to bring in a third person.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, too, there's just a lot of information overload out there on Google, on the internet, just on the internet in general, of, hey, you should do X, Y, Z, you know, from within your investments, or hey, this is how you should pay down your debt, or hey, this is how you save for a big home purchase, or this is how much you should put down for a home purchase, and all these different information. There's so much of it, but Google doesn't know your personal situation. Mm-hmm. Your colleagues and friends that maybe aren't super close or family don't know your personal situation. So they may be implementing things and telling you to go do certain things, but they don't know that you maybe have some high interest rate debt that we need to take care of first before we go dump money somewhere else, you know, in some investments or things like that. So I think that's the big objective piece, and also the holistic comprehensive piece, to look at everything and make sure it all fits. Mm. If I don't know everything about the client's financial situation up front, how can I give helpful and valued recommendations without knowing the whole picture first and where they're trying to go?
Right. That's so, like a doctor.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a doctor for their money.
You only tell your doctor just a little bit about you.
Yep.
He's not going to really be able to help a lot.
Exactly. Yeah. So the communication, but it takes time. You know, mm-hmm. it takes time to build that rapport initially and that trust. But last thing I'll note on that too, I think that, you know, working with, you know, an advisor, collaborating with somebody like me is the accountability partner as well.
I like that.
Because it's one thing of me building out a plan with my team and presenting that and then actually implement it, having the client implement. I think that's kind of the biggest thing, is implementing it, but then holding them accountable to keep on that path and stick to doing that. So it's regularly checking in to make sure, hey, are we getting these action items done, and making sure that we're, you know, having progress, whether that's, you know, meeting quarterly, semi-annually, monthly, whatever it is, you know, mm-hmm. within the relationship, everybody's different, but staying on top of them and making sure that they feel like they're getting things done and we're actually making progress towards their goal.
Well, tell us a little bit about your process. I mean, what is a typical meeting like, if you want to just tell us a little bit about it?
Good question. So mm-hmm. I will say it depends on everybody's situation. I hate giving that answer, it depends, because nobody really likes that, but it really it really does. Obviously, everybody has their own personal situation, but my I guess I'll give you the general gist of my meeting process. But when I first meet a client, a prospective client, the first two meetings are complimentary, and they're very much about me sharing about how I work with my clients, because I do work in a few different ways with people, and it's about them deciding what's the best way for me, because mm-hmm. me working maybe as a comprehensive planner isn't the best thing for everybody. You know, I see. Some other people, it might be, hey, I just need the investment manager, or hey, I need to get some sort of insurances and things like that. So that's one, I think, in those initial two meetings, is sharing more about how I work and really determining what's going to be a best fit for them, but more so getting a picture of them. How do they kind of tick, and what drives them in their life? What's important to them? Because money is around us all the time, and that money, we need money to accomplish the things that we want to, or do the things that we want to. And so in those two meetings, it's really more me getting an idea of who they are as people, what's important to them. And then from there, it's them deciding, okay, hey, this is how I want to work with you.
So it's kind of the holistic viewpoint of it.
Yes. Well, yeah. And because it's truly about somebody's goals. In my opinion now, it's more so about what, you know, these goals are to somebody or their priorities. And I'm just somebody that's going to come help and implement a roadmap that's going to be customized to them and help get them there.
Wonderful. Now, yeah. Michaela, in the green room, you mentioned one time, talk to me about homework.
Mm-hmm.
You give homework?
I do.
Oh, boy. Don't we love homework?
Yes, I know. I always, actually, after the first meeting that I hold with people, I'm like, hey, I need you to fill out this budget sheet. You know, it's your only homework I'm giving you. And they always laugh about that. But you want me to touch a little bit more on that?
Sure. Yeah, we have a couple minutes left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so yeah, I like to call it action items instead of homework, mm-hmm. because, you know, I want my clients to take action. Yes, it's me helping them with a lot of these things, but they have to take some action as well. So after every single meeting, there's some sort of action item, whether it's filling out a budget sheet or whether it's setting up automatic contributions to different accounts that they have set up or we have to get set up. And then it's really after that, me holding them accountable to those things and staying on them regularly for those action items. Sometimes it's questionnaires, surveys, to even in the beginning to get a better picture of, you know, them as a person or a family. Like I said, what drives them, what's important to them, and currently what are they doing, and mm-hmm. where then for me, it allows me to kind of see the gaps and how do they just honestly work as a person, because everybody's different. So helps drive my communication style with every client as well. But yeah, I like I said, I don't like to call it homework, more so action items that I can then hold them accountable regularly to, even especially after a financial plan is delivered, that then let's stay on top of that after we implement.
I like that. So you're actually developing different stages. Is
correct.
What you want.
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, Michaela, that is wonderful. What a wonderful load of information. And people can go to my website. You'll be on there. Yep. There'll be a drop with more of this information.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't thank you enough for coming into the studio. I'd like to thank North Star Resource Group. And could you tell us in conclusion how we could reach you?
Yeah.
A website, email, whatever you want to give out.
Yeah.
Tell how the customers could reach you.
Great question. So yes, I am available all the time, either by email or phone. Email is michaela.doe@northstarfinancial.com, michaela.doe@northstarfinancial.com. Cell phone is 714-336-3718. But yeah, clients can get in touch with me either way there. I've got a website as well that I think will be up on here as well. And a LinkedIn profile. It's a long URL. Like I said, I do also hold initial complimentary meetings, 30-minute consultation. Just sit down, get a better idea of the situation, and see where I can.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Michaela. And I hope you will come in and visit us again. Before we end the show, I do like to give a business tip. And this is another one on leadership. It is to set 3 goals for your business: potential, possible, and practical. Have your employees aim for the potential. Point leaders to the achievement of the practical, and you work on possible. My name is Mark the Spark. I'm with my co-host, Pamela. She's the misplaced Hawaiian over here in San Diego. And we spent the morning talking with Michaela Doe from the North Star Financial Group. It was a pleasure having you here, Michaela.
Thank you. Stay tuned
for Take Your Power Back with Kim and Robin. It's a wonderful show. And please join us next Saturday at 10:30 a.m. for the I Can Help show. Mark the Spark, Pamela and Michaela saying bye-bye.
Separate from the financial plan and our role as financial planner, we may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and you are under no obligation to follow them. Michaela Doe is a registered representative and investment advisor representative of Securion Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, North Star Resource Group is independently owned and operated. 9370 Sky Park Court, Suite 150, San Diego, California, 92123. 542-2775, DOFU 2-2023.
Fact: 3 out of 4 people are dehydrated. Headache, fatigue, irritability, all signs of dehydration. Every day we lose fluids and electrolytes that water simply can't replace on its own. That's where Hydrolyte comes in. Hydrolyte uses a scientific formula containing a precise amount of glucose and electrolytes for clinical hydration and rapid results. Skip the sports drinks. Hydrolyte has 75% less sugar and 4 times the electrolytes than any of them. Hydrolyte, doctor-approved on-the-go hydration. Learn more at Hydrolyte.com. Whether you're purchasing, refinancing, or just starting to look for your dream home, you need a trusted lender. Island Girl Pam Campbell is here to make your experience smooth and easy. She's approved with over 100 banks, which gives her the ability to provide you with a full range of mortgage products to meet your goals. Pam will walk you through every step, ensuring you understand the process and options to finance your home. Mortgage is made easy. You believe it. Island Girl will achieve it. Visit islandgirl.com. ILENDGIRL.com. NMLS number 293365.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.